Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Daf Vav. Today's shir is sponsored by Shragi Goldenhirsch and Alicia Graf in honor of the upcoming Bar Mitzvah of Meir Simcha Leibowitz. A special mazel tov to the Bar Mitzvah boy's father, their chavrusa, and Rabbi Avi Leibowitz, my brother, the Bal Mayim Rabbim, and Asiach B'chukecha, and the Bar Mitzvah boy's uncle, me. So thank you very much for the sponsorship. And on that note, because of the Bar Mitzvah, I will be away for the next 3 days, and Alicia will be giving the shir, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, and Shabbos, and Sunday, and I'll be back Monday. I thank Alicia again for giving the shir, especially in Maseches Shkalim. So today we have Davav in Maseches Shkalim. Davav Amaralef is going to deal with Moser Machza Shekel. What if you have too much money for Machza Shekel? What happens with the extra money? We're going to compare it to Moser Chatas, and we're going to try to figure out how we know what to do in each situation of Moser Machza Shekel and Moser Chatas. Then Amud Beis is going to talk about what about Moser of all other Karbanos. That's going to be the next Mishnah, is going to be what if you have extra money or extra animals designated for all other Karbanos. And that's going to lead us into a discussion of a Karban Pesach B'Shar Yemos Hashana. What the status of a Karban Pesach is when it's not Pesach and you're bringing it as a Karban. In what way can that be a Kosher Karban, and in what way is that, does that become a problematic Karban? So those are the two basic topics on Dav. Moser Machzah Shekel and Moser Shar Karbanos. So says the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, the top of the page. Mechanis Mo'os V'Amar. If a person gathers together money and he says, Hare Elul Shikli, this money that I'm gathering together, he doesn't have a Machzah Shekel, so he's gathering smaller coins. He keeps taking one coin at a time. He's saving his pennies, and he gathers them all together, and he says, this should be my Shekel. So Beshami Omer Mosar Nadav, if he then counts it up and he realizes that he has, let's say he needed 50 pennies, and it turns out that he has 54 pennies or something, he has a few extra, so the extra goes l'nedava. Ubeisil amr masaran chulin. Beisil says, no, the extra does not go to a carbon nedava. The extra is just chulin. It's not at all kodesh. It's completely regular money. Sha'avi mehen shikli. If he formulated it a little differently, he didn't say, hare elu l'shikli, that these should be my machzah shekel, but he said, from these coins I should take my machzah shekel, then shavin shamosar chulin. There's no machlokas beisham beisilal. Everyone would agree the extra is chulin, because the way he formulated it made it clear that he only wants up until a half a shekel to be for the machzah shekel, and anything beyond that he was never makdish in the first place. That's when it comes to extra money for machzah shekel. What about for a korban chatas? So elu l'chatasi shavin shamosar nedava. If he says these should be for my korban chatas, everyone agrees that it's going to be a nedava, meaning you're not going to have the same machlokas Beisham Beisil that we had about Elu L'Shikli, where Beisil argued and said, no, the extra is going to be chulin. By Elu L'Chatasi, everyone agrees that the extra is going to be nedava. Sha'avi Mehen Chatasi, Shavin Shamos or chulin. If he says Sha'avi Mehen Chatasi, well then that's a no-brainer. That's just like Sha'avi Mehen Shikli, where the extra is going to be chulin, because he was only makdish what he basically needed for the carbon chatas. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. Ma bein shkalim l'chatas. Why does Beis Hillel see a difference between shekel and chatas? Meaning, in a case where a person said hare elu, not mehen, but hare elu, that this entire unit is going to be my shekel. So why did Beis Hillel say the extra is chulin? Yet when it came to hare elu l'chatasi, everyone agreed that the extra is going to be nedava. Even Beis Hillel agreed that the extra is going to be nedava. Why the difference? So why is the extra kodesh when it comes to chatas, and the extra is not kodesh when it comes to the shekel? So says Rabbi Shimon, very simple, because shekel has a very clearly defined set amount of money that's used for the shekel, and therefore anything beyond that amount of money is simply not going to become kodesh, whereas chatas could cost different amounts of money. You could bring a cheaper carbon chatas, a more expensive carbon chatas, and therefore we cannot say that the money that's extra is not kodesh. No, maybe it was originally designated to buy a more expensive chatas, so all of that money is going to be kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second, shekel isn't necessarily something that's yeshlan kitzvah, that has such a clearly defined set amount. We find that even the prices of machsa shekel can fluctuate. When Klal Yisrael first came back from Agola, they did the machsa shekel with darkonos, with golden coins. And then they changed to use slaim. Then they changed to use tabatin. They wanted to go a step further and use even cheaper coins to use dinarin. Well, that they didn't allow. The Chachamim wouldn't allow them to change it that much for the worse to bring such a lesser coin. But you do see that throughout history, Machsa Shekel didn't always mean the same thing. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Shimon, that Machsa Shekel is a set amount, that it's always a clearly defined set amount? So I'm Rabbi Shimon, Afal Bikain, Yad Kulan Shava. He says, of course it's a set amount, because everybody gives the same amount, meaning at any given point in history, there are no two Jews giving a different amount from each other. So yeah, it's true. Throughout history, it has the amount that became acceptable to give had changed, but at any given point, everybody's giving the same amount. Aval chatos, but when it comes to a carbon chatos, you could have two guys bringing carbon chatos the same day in the Beis HaMikdash, zeh mevi b'selah, v'zeh mevi b'shtayim, v'zeh mevi b'shalosh. One guy's carbon chatos cost a selah, the other guy's cost two, and the third guy's cost three selah. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Dor Rabbi Shimon, whether we consider shekel something that's yesh l'kitzvah, that has a very clear set amount. There is a machlokas, the Rambam and everybody else, if a person is allowed to be mosif on the machsa shekel, it sounds like a no-brainer. Hashir lo yarbeh, right? There is a machlokas, though. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav Hilchos Shekalim says one is not allowed to be mosif on machsa shekel, and you always give the exact chatzi matbeya that's yotze b'medina. Whatever money you use in that country at that time, whatever the primary form of currency is, half of that is machsa shekel. So that's why it fluctuated, because when Klal Yisrael came back from the Gola, they took darkonos because that was the matbeah hayotze, that was the money, that was their currency. The Ravid in his Hasagas on the Rambam, and the Ramban in his commentary to the Torah, Shmos Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Beis, and the Rush and the Rivan and many other Rishonim say that even though you're not allowed to give anything less than machsa shekel, one is allowed to be mosif on machsa shekel if Beis Din sees a Tzorech B'davar, meaning an individual can't decide to be most of Machsa Shekel, but Beis Din can decide that we're changing the numbers. Beis Din can decide, look, the Beis HaMikdash needs a little more money, then that's what happened when Klal Yisrael was Olam in Agola, the Bedek HaBayis required, it was more expensive to upkeep the Beis HaMikdash, so the Bedek HaBayis required more money. Beis Din decided that the Machsa Shekel is going to be from Darkonos. So even though that was not the Matbeah Hayotze, according to the Shar Rishonim, according to everybody else, aside from the Rambam. So in the Sefer Har Ephraim, he says there's a chiluk between the Shitas HaRambam and the Shitas HaRavid. According to the Shitas HaRambam, that the Chatzi Darkon at that time was the shear of Machsa Shekel Midor Raisa, because that was the Chatzi Matbeah that was used at the time, so you'd have to give all of it at one time. The Rambam Paskins in the first parak, the very first halach of Hilchos Shekalim, that Ein Nosnim im Es Machsa Shekel B'Pa'amim Rabos. You can't give Machsa Shekel at different times, like I'll give an eighth today, an eighth tomorrow. No, you can't just, you have to give all of it b'pamachas. Whereas according to the Ravid and the Ramban, that the Shir Machsa Shekel Shel Torah never changed. That was always the same. It was just the Beis Din that upped it a little bit. The Beis Din charged a little extra. So as long as you gave that initial Machsa Shekel at one time, you can give the extra at a different time. That would be enough gemina between the Rambam and the Ravid. It's interesting, the Chazanish points out in the Rashash, Chazanish and Choshemish, but Simon Tazayin, Sivkot and Tazayin, that according to the Ravid and all these other Rishon, and the Ramban and the others, they could be Torim even more than Machsa Shekel. We understand Rabbi Yehuda that there's no kitzvah l'shkalim, because you could be Mosif on the Shkalim, even though Yachid himself is not allowed to decide to be Mosif. But since if everyone agrees and the Beis Din gets together and decides to be Mosif, we can be Mosif. So we understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in our Mishnah. He's saying that Shekel doesn't have a clearly defined value. But according to the Rambam, no one's ever being Mosif on the Shekel. It's always clearly defined as the Matbeah Hayotze. You always Torim Machsa Matbeah Hayotze. So there is no Mosif al Machsa Shekel. It's not at all like a Karban Chatos. Karban Chatos, you decide to be generous, you could be generous and bring a more expensive Karban Chatos. No one could ever decide that by Machsa Shekel. It's always defined by the Matbeah Hayotze. So the Rambam Shita is much more difficult to understand within Rabbi Yehuda. In the Sefer Shekel HaKodesh, he says that even according to the Rambam, you could say, who says that it's totally the Matbeah Hayotze, you could still say it's called that you're allowed to be Mosif, because the Tzibor tzibur has the ability to be mishana the madveya. The tzibur has the ability to change the type of currency they use. And once they change the type of currency they use, that will automatically change the din of machzor shekel. So that's called that it's within our hands enough that Rabbi Yehuda is willing to say, yes, that's called that it's not a kavua thing, that we can always change the machzor shekel. Okay, says the Gemara, Hamachane, so a person's gathering together all of his little coins, and he puts it together for machzor shekel. So Rabbi Yossi, what did we say in our Mishnah? We had a machlokas b'sham b'silol, if he says, Hare elu l'shikli, if he says, all these coins should be for my machzor shekel, and it turns out that he has extra, so b'sham, I said, the extra goes to Nadava, b'silol says, the extra goes to Chulin. So Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Lezer, ma pligin, what's the machlokas about? What's the case of the machlokas? B'mechanis protrot, where he gathers it together little by little, and he doesn't count, he's just gathering one today, one tomorrow, so he doesn't realize how much he has in his bag when he says Hare Elu L'Shikli. Avul Ba'omer Elu L'Shikli Kolam Moduye Shehamosara Nedava. But if he knew how much he had and he takes them all together in his hand at one time and he sees that he's got more than a Machza Shekel, so then everyone's going to agree that the extra is Nedava. Why is everyone going to agree that the extra is Nedava? Because he realizes that he only needs Machza Shekel, so clearly he's having Kavana specifically to be Makdish all of it, meaning when he doesn't know how much he has, so you could say the extra is a ta'us. It's hektish b'ta'us, and hektish b'ta'us is not chal. But it's not a ta'us if he knows that he has more than machzis, and he's being makdish all of it. Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbiba b'shem Rav Lezer, ma'pligim b'machnas protrot. Rabbiba disagrees. He says b'shem Rav Lezer that the machlokas is only if you gather it together piece by piece, and you don't know how much you have, where it's hektish b'ta'us. Avul ba'omer elu l'shikli, kuli alma modu shamasar chulin. No, if you have it all together and you realize that you have more, the extra is not going to be nedava. Adraba, then everybody's going to agree the extra is going to be chulin in that case. Why? Because he's taking more than a machza shekel and he's declaring all of it on purpose as a machza shekel. That is the equivalent of being masa al mashakas of a Torah. He's trying to change the din in the Torah. You can't be machdish more than a machza shekel for machza shekel. So half of a shekel worth will become kodesh. The rest of it's going to be chulin l'kulei alma. So our Mishnah seems to be a good raya to Rav Bibi, to the second way of understanding that the extra is going to be chulin when you purposely take extra. Ditnan, because it says in our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Ma bein shkalim lechatas. What's the difference between the case of shkalim and the case of chatas? El shah shkalim yesh len kitzva, lechatas ein la kitzva. The difference is that shkalim, the Mishnah had said, have a set amount, chatas does not have a set amount. So what case is that talking about? Is that talking about a case where you said Hare Elu, or where you said Sha'avi Mehen? Which case is that? That we're distinguishing between Shkalim and Chatas. So Man and Kaimin. Imba Omer Sha'avi Mehen Shikli, Kalam Moduya Sha Mosar Chulin. And the Imba Omer Sha'avi Mehen Chatasi, Kalam Moduya Sha Mosar Chulin. When it comes to saying that I'm going to bring some of this as my Chatas, or some of this as my Machza Shekel, well then there is no difference that needs explaining. Rabbi Shimon tries to explain why there's a difference in halacha between the extra money from the machzor shekel and the extra money from the chatas. Well, if you formulated the phrase as I'm going to bring some of this as the shekel, some of this as the chatas, there is no difference in the halacha between shekel and chatas. The extra is always going to be chulin. So that can't be what Rabbi Shimon is talking about, just simple reading of the Mishnah. El kenanon kayamin, ba'omer Elu l'shikli. It must be that we're talking about a case where he said, these are, meaning these, all of these, are my shekel. So what did the Mishnah say? Shkalim aladei shekitzvasim in Torah, masaran chulin. Since shkalim have a set amount from the Torah, the extra is going to be chulin, according to Beis Hillel. When you say, hare elu l'shikli, the extra is going to be chulin. But chatas aladei shein kitzvasim in Torah, masaran nedava. Chatas that does not have a set amount in Torah, the extra is going to be in a dava. So you see, bottom line, very clearly in our Mishnah, you took an amount of money that is more than a machza shekel, and you say that you want to use all of it for a machza shekel. What do we do with the extra? We say that it's chulin according to Beis Hillel, which is exactly what Rav Biba said b'shem Rav Lezer, but not what Rabbi Yossi said b'shem Rav Lezer. Rabbi Yossi said b'shem Rav Lezer that when you knew how much you had and you said that you want to use all of it as machza shekel, the extra is going to be nedava. Not that the extra is going to be chulin. So our Mishnah is very clearly like Rav Bibi and not like Rabbi Yossi. So Ma'avala Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Elazar. So I don't know why it changed from Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Eliezer. Now we went back into Bavli language. But why does what's Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Elazar going to do? Doesn't he say the same thing? Doesn't he say that what's he going to do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says clearly Masorin Chulin. How can he say Masorin Adava? So Pasula b'Mechanes Protrot Ukebes Hillel. Now he's going to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you didn't realize how much you had, and like the sheet of Beis Hillel, that's what Beis Hillel is talking about. Where not where you realized that you had extra, that it was a case where Mechanes Protrot, and that's where you have that's where you have the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's where Rabbi Shimon is drawing the distinction to when you're Mechanes Protrot. Vatanina. And Moser Shkalim Chulin, but don't we say that Moser Shkalim is Chulin? So Pasula, he'll say about that price also. But Mechanis Protrot Ukebeis Hillel. When is Moser Shkalim Chulin? Only when you didn't realize what you had, when you were taking small coins one at a time, and you didn't realize that you had more than Machsa Shekel, that's where Beis Hillel is going to say the extra is Chulin. But if you knew what you had, then Eino Chinami, the extra is going to be Nedava, right? So the Mishnah is not at all against Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was careful to say this. Rabbi Yossi said, Ma Pligin B'Mechanis Protrot. He clearly said that the Mishnah was only talking about a case where you didn't know what you had. But if you did know what you had, that's not at all discussed in our Mishnah. That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would both agree that Halacha is going to be, according to Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, that Halacha is going to be that it's Mosaron Nedava. Good, period. That's the end of that piece. Hamafri, skip the parentheses. Hamafri Shiklo, V'Savar Shu Chayiv, Nimsa Sheinu Chayiv, Lo Kiddush. Let's say a person designates, he separates his shekel, and he thinks he's Chayiv Maksa Shekel. He thinks he didn't yet give this year, but he forgot. He had already given. So Lo Kiddush, it does not become Kodesh. Hamafri Shnayim, so the whole thing was Betalos. It was Hekdush Betalos, so it's not Kodesh. Let's say, though, Hamafri Shnayim, V'Savar Shu Chayiv Shnayim, the guy thinks he still owes back taxes. He thinks he owes for this year and for last year. So he designates it's two coins for Maksa Shekel. V'nimsa Sheinu Chayiv Ela Echad. It turns out he gave last year. He just owes for this year. So Osa Sheini Ma Avedle. What do you do with the second coin? So Nishmana Min Hada. So maybe we could derive it from the following halacha that has nothing to do with Shekel. But what would happen in the parallel case of a Karban Chatas? Hifrish Chatas of a Savar Shu Chayiv V'nimsa Sheinu Chayiv Lo Kadcha. If a person is Mafrish Karban Chatas thinking that he's Chayiv Chatas and it turns out he's not Chayiv Chatas, so it does not become Kodesh at all. Hifrish Taim V'Savar our exact case, except by a Karban Chatos. Let's say he designates two animals for a Karban Chatos, thinking that he owes two Karbanos Chatos, and then it turns out that he only owes one, Osa Shnia, Ma'at Avila. What do you do with that second one? El Aroa, you let it graze until it develops a mum. So it does have Kedusha, Sachinami, El Linadava. So we should say that this extra money also has Kedusha, and it should go Linadava. So says Gemara, V'cha Hechomer Ata Elu. How could you say that the two are comparable? The two cases, you can't compare a case of a chatas to the case of money. But the Gemara originally thought that they should be that the two halachos should be exactly the same. But no, we conclude that the second shekel. How could you say that the second shekel is the nedava when we can't possibly learn shekel from chatas? Because again, what do we say in our Mishnah? Chatas is ein lakitzva. Shekel is yesh lakitzva. So the two halachos are lo karov. You can never learn one of these halachos from the other halacha. There is a Tosos in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Zayin and Beis, at the very end of the Pesach Sheni section of Maseches Pesachim, that says that that you can never have. He says, "Lo mishkachas la mafresh tei chatos la achrayos al chet echad." You never have two chatos that are designated for one avera that they're going to be la achrayos, that one is going to be in case the other one gets lost, unless you say tiktosh achas mitok shtayim. Otherwise, it's not going to be chal at all because you only chayiv one. So only one of the kedushos is going to be chal. Meaning, if you want both of the animals to have some sort of kedusha, you have to specifically formulate it in that way. But otherwise, the kedusha is not going to be chal. So the Mikdash Tava just points out that that tos is against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is very clear over here that Yemafresh Shtei Chatos, both of them are Kadosh, and we're not talking where you say Tiktosh Achas Mishtayim, because this case specifically was you thought you were Chayiv Shtayim, so you were not being Makdash Achas Mitoch Shtayim. It was very clear that you were being Makdash both of them at the same time. So that tos is against our Gemara, against our Yerushalmi. Says the Gemara further now, at the two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so Rabbi Yehuda had said, in our Mishnah that Shkalim don't have a kitzva either. There's no set amount for Shkalim either because it fluctuated so many times over the course of the years. So Darkonos Dinarin, Darkonos are Dinarin. Chazru Lishkal Slaim Kishmuan, then they changed to Slaim, which is Slaim. Chazru Lishkal Tabayin, Palge Slaim. Then they used Tabayin, which is half Slaim. Bikshu Lishkal Dinarin, then they wanted to use Dinarin, which are Kartin, even cheaper coins, Velo Kibla Alein, and the Chacham wouldn't allow it. Min Hadava, Manu Aleinu so they learned from that pasuk that they could not accept such a small amount of money, meaning that they wanted to do it, but Beis Din wouldn't be mamid the davar. Beis Din wouldn't accept it, wouldn't allow it to work. Rabbi Chilki b'shem Rabacha mikan shetzarich adam l'shalei shiklo gimel pam b'shana. From the pasuk shlishis hashekel, we see that a person is supposed to be m'shalei shis shekel three times a year. The Gemara assumes that the Rishonim assume what the Gemara is talking about over here is the mitzvah of tzedakah, that we're allowed to do an appeal for tzedakah and come to people and collect for tzedakah no more than three times a year. You have to be reasonable in the amount of times you keep going back to people to give tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah, the personal mitzvah for a person to give tzedakah anytime there's an ani befanav, he has a chiv to give, but to do some sort of public appeal or the gabay tzedakah to be knocking on the door, you can't go more than three times a year. Most of the mishalachim have the minhag that they tell you, I haven't come since last year. So the Baruch Hashem, they don't come three times a year. They wouldn't be as successful probably. The Ramah in Siman Tafrei Sadi Dalid in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim says in the name of Yesh Omrim that when we give Machzah Shekel before Purim as a Zechut and Machzah Shekel, we should take three half coins of the Matbea that's Noeg Ba'osa Makom. Why three half coins? So the Graz Mitzayin to this idea, Gimel Pam Machzah Shekel from the Yerushalmi, that from our Yerushalmi, that Gimel Pam B'Shana, so we're Mishalish the Shekel. So the idea of being Mishalish the Shekel is fulfilled in that way by giving three half coins. That's that Ramah in Hilchos Purim. So says Gemara, Mikan Shein Matrichan Al Tzibur Yosrim Gimel Pam B'Shana. We're not Matriach on the Tzibur more than three times a year. Amar Yavin Mikan Le Gimel Se'in Mikan Le Sholosh Kupos Mikan Le Gimel Afrashos. We see from here that they have three boxes of three Sa'ah each to collect the money, and there are three afrashos for the Machzah Shekel. So we know everything that involves Machzah Shekel, we do in threes. Now the Gemara discusses what's the reason for the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel. How do we go about it? Why is it that the Torah commands us to give Machzah Shekel? So this Tama Dekra that we're discussing over here. Ksiv, Zeh Yitnu L'Kala Over Al Pikudim. So first possibility is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia have slight variations of the first possibility. Chad Amar L'Fi Shechatu B'Machzah Yom Yitnu Machzah Shekel. That the Cheda Egel was done halfway through the day at Chatzos Hayom, so we give him Machsa Shekel, a half a shekel. The Chad Amar L'Fi Shechatu B'Sheish Shos Hayom, since we sinned with the Egel at 6 hours into the day, which is halfway through the day, but Sheish Shos, the key number is six, Yitnu Machsa Shekel, David Shisa Garmasin. So you give him Machsa Shekel, which is worth six Garmasin. It's interesting, Rav Shmuel Salant points out that this Machlokas, in terms of what the limud is from Chatzos Hayom, maybe the Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid, whether the din of Machzah Shekel is always the half coin of that Medina, or it's a set amount, and whenever it changed, it was because Beis Din decided to change it. If you say it's always the half coin of that Medina, that would line up very well with the first Shita, with the first Shita that it's a din in Chatzos Hayom, that it's a din in half. That's what we care about. There's no set amount. The point is that it's half. But if you say like the Ravid and the Ramban that it's a din that the amount always stayed the same. It's always the same monetary amount, and it's just that Beis Din added more to it based on a din to Rabbanon. So then you're going to say like the second drasha that the key is shisha garmesin, that amount of money is the key. That's what the mitzvah Machzah Shekel is. So that never changes over time. So that's how he connects the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid to this Machlokas over here in the Gemara. A second overall possibility of why we do Machzah Shekel, Rabbi Shua Berim Nechemi B'Shem Rabbi Yochum and Zakai, L'fi Sha'avru Al Aseres HaDibros Yenosin Kol Echad Ve'Echad Asara Gera. Since we violated Aseres HaDibros, so each person gives Asara Gera because of the violation of the Aseres HaDibros. So that's why we give Machzah Shekel. Rabbi Bracha, Rabbi Levi B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, L'fi Sha'machru B'chorah Shal Rachel Be'esrim Kesef Yeh Kol Echad Ve'Echad Podes B'no B'chorah Be'esrim Kesef. Parenthetically, we talk about why we do Pidyon HaBen. with the amount of money that we use. So since they sold the Bechor of Rachel for Esrim Kesef, so the brothers sold Yosef for Esrim Kesef, so everyone needs to give Esrim Kesef for Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Levi says, no, this relates to Machsa Shekel also. L'fisha Machru Bechorah Shel Rachel B'Esrim Kesef V'nafal L'Kol Echad V'Echad Mehem Tiva L'ficha Chayi Kol Echad V'Echad Nosin Shiklo Tiva. Why do we give the amount that we give for Machsa Shekel? That was the amount that each of the brothers got when they sold Yosef for Esrim Kesef. So basically, three opinions as to what we're being mechaper for exactly with Machsa Shekel. Either it's the Chede Egel that was done b'machtsa sayom, or it's the Chede Egel, but the idea is that it was a violation of Aseras Hadibros to do the Chede Egel, so we give Asara Gera, or it's the Mechiras Yosef, and it relates to the amount that each of the Shvatim got in the Mechiras Yosef. There's a fascinating Ksav Sofer in Parshas Kisisa. Ksav Sofer says that the reason we give the Machsa Shekel to be Mechapra the Avona Egel, which is what our Gemara says, two out of the three opinions, or if you count it as four opinions, three out of the four opinions say that it's on the Chede Egel. He says those who sinned with the Egel, Bimaisa, those who actually worshipped the Egel, according to the Medrash, died immediately. There is no kapar, they already got their kapar, they immediately died. It was only those who were only chote b'machshava that remained alive. And those are the ones that need kapara, because they were chote b'machshava, they did a sin b'machshava alone. So since in the Maisa Avera, there are generally two parts, there's the Chelek HaMaisa and the Chelek HaMachshava, and these people only did the Chelek HaMachshava, so they only need kapara for the machshava. So they were missing the chelak ha'maisa. So we require machsa shekel to be merames that they only sinned halfway, that they only did half of the avera. Meaning avera has two components: the machshava and the maisa. They only did the machshava; they didn't do the maisa. And he says that's what the Gemara Megillah is talking about with Haman. The Gemara says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's maktim shikleim l'shiklei Haman. Haman took the shkalim, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of shkalim in advance. He says Haman wanted to be ma'orer the Chede Egel. So what did he do? He knew that the Chede Egel was only a machshava ra'a, that for those who survived, it was only, they were only sinned b'machshava. So he wanted them to do an avera b'maisa, and he was going to try to connect the maisa that he was going to get them to do with the machshava of the Chede Egel. That's what the Gemara says, heim lo asu ela lefnim, that when people bowed, when Haman said to bow, they weren't intending at all to do avodah zarah. They were just doing it as a show, because Haman was forcing them to do it. But that Haman didn't care. That's fine with him. He just wanted them to do the Maisa. He didn't care about the Machshava. The Machshava he already had in his back pocket from the Chede Egel. So he's trying to be mitzarev the Maisa to the Machshava. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Machsa Shekel, which is Mechaper on the Machshava. So Haman's Maisa is empty. There's no Machshava to be mitzarev it with. That's how the Ksav Sofer says in Parshas Kisisa. Says the Mishnah now in Amud Beis. We just discussed what we do with Mosar of Machsa Shekel. What about all other karbanos that have Moser, that have some extra? So Moser Shkalim Chulin. If you have extra Shkalim, so we will assume like Beis Hillel in the previous Mishnah, it's going to be Chulin. Now, so this Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, is going like Beis Hillel that we said in the previous Mishnah. What about everything else? Moser Asiris Ha'efa, if there's extra from the Asiris Ha'efa, which is a karban mincha that we're going to see in the Gemara, which karban mincha is talking about, perhaps the karban of the Kohen Gadol, Moser Kine Zavin, Kine Zavos, Kine Yoldos, the pairs of birds that a Zav Yoledis brings, Chataos Vashamos, or a Moser from a Chatos or an Asham, Mosara Nedava. The extras are brought as a Nedava. They're used for Karbanos Nedava. Zaklal. Anything that's brought for an avera of any kind, the extra is always going to be for an adava. Mosar ola li ola. If you have extra from an ola, from the money designated for a carbon ola, so you use it for more carbonous ola. Mosar mincha le mincha. Extras from a mincha, you bring carbon mincha. Mosar shlamim le shlamim. Extras from carbon shlamim, you bring carbon shlamim. Mosar pesach le shlamim. If you have extra carbon pesach, you can't bring an extra carbon pesach, but you bring it as a shlamim throughout Shari Mosar Shana at other times during the year. Mosar nazirim le nazirim. If you have a nazir has extra from his karban, so he's not going to become a nazir again. So what does he do? He gives it to other nazirim who are poor, who are not going to be able to afford their karbanos. So let them be able to buy their karbanos with that money. Mosar nazir le nedava. If a nazir gathered money, the tzarech for his own karbanos, and he has extra, so that can go linadava. So most nazirim is if, I'm sorry, if it, I said wrong. Most nazirim is if you have aniyim, you have money that was collected for nazirim that are aniyim, and they couldn't afford their karbanos, and you have extra that we collected more than we needed for these nazirim who are aniyim, so we'll save it for future nazirim who are going to be aniyim. But any individual nazir who sets aside money for his karbon and then has extra, that's going to go the nedava that he brings as a nedava. So it says Gemara, Am Rav Yossi Ada Nataman Shamit Kol Rav Yehuda Shal L'Shmuel Hifri Shiklo Meis. He says, before I came here to Eretz Yisrael, back when I was there in Bavel, we have to remember in Yerushalmi it's always going to be that way, that there means Bavel, here means Eretz Yisrael. So before I came here to Eretz Yisrael, back when I was in Bavel, I remember hearing Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel, what happens if a person is mafrish his machsa shekel and then the person dies? So Amrle, what do you do with the money? Amrle, yiplu l'nedava, you let it go l'nedava. Moser asiru se'efa shalo. So we said that if a person is, the Mishnah said Moser asiru se'efa goes l'nedava. So what if you have Moser asiru se'efa shalo? You have extra asiru se'efa of the coin gadol. What do you do with that money? The coin gadol each and every day would be makriv from his own money, a minchas chavitin that was made with an asiru se'efa of fine flour of solas. And if he was mafresh money for his carbon mincha for that day, and he had extra, he's not allowed to use it for the next day. So what does he do with his Moser Asiru Se'efa? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yalichem Liyam HaMelech, take the money and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, you have to destroy it. Rabbi Lezer Amar Yiplu L'Nedava, it goes for Nedava, since the Gemara Darshan's Moikatan, the Asiru Se'efa of Kohen Gadol, is called the Chatas, so it has the same din of a Moser Chatas, and therefore it's brought L'Nedava. So Frek the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisa Pligal Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yochanan, because again, Rabbi Yochanan is one that said that you throw it into the Yam HaMelech, but our Mishnah said Moser Shkalim Chulin, Moser Asira Se'efa, Moser Kinezam Kinezavos, Moser Kineyodos Chatos Vashamos Moser Nedava. It's on the list of things that are Moser Nedava. It said Moser Asira Se'efa. Isn't that talking about the Kohen Gadol? Ma Avila Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with our Mishnah? Talks about the Kohen Gadol's extra Asira Se'efa, and it says it goes to Nedava, not Liyam HaMelech. So what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with our Mishnah? We never say Rabbi Yochanan Tanahu Palag. Rabbi Yochanan never argues on Mishnah. It's only Rav. So possibly Moser Asiru Seifa Shal Minchas Chotei Shal Kol Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan would explain the Mishnah is talking about not the Moser Asiru Seifa of a Kohen Gadol. It's talking about the Moser the Moser Asiru Seifa of a Minchas Chotei of anybody else. Someone who was Chotei B'tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, where the halacha is that it's a Korban Olav Yori. That if he's an Ashir, he brings a Behema Lechatos. If he's an Ani, he brings Shtei Sorim. And if he can't even afford Shtei Sorim, he brings Asiru Seifa. He brings a Korban Mincha. That Asira Seifa. If he has a little bit extra of that, that's Yiplu L'Nedava. But Rabbi Yochanan would say the coin Gadol's Moser Asira Seifa, that's Yolach L'Yam HaMelech, that you're going to throw into the Yam HaMelech is not Nofa L'Nedava whatsoever. Period. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Alda Olil Abba Barba, Di Inun Amrin, Alda Olil Abba Barba. He says, for this halacha that we're about to discuss, they had to bring Abba Barba back up to the Beis HaMedrash. Apparently, Abba Barba had trouble getting around. He was the father of Shmuel, and he had trouble getting around, so in his old age, and they had to bring him back into the Beis HaMedrash because he was the one that had a Mesarev, had to deal with the following issue. Di Inun Amrin, they used to say, the people there, the Chachmei Bavel, were saying, Minayin shapesach mishtana l'shem shlamim. How do we know that a carbon pesach that's not used for a carbon pesach can be changed to be used for a carbon shlamim throughout the rest of the year? So Talmud Lomar, because the pasuk says v'im minatzon karbano l'zevach shlamim. So we darshin kol minatzon bashlamim. So it must be teaching me that anything that's brought minatzon, any carbon that's brought minatzon, namely a carbon pesach, is brought as a bashlamim, is brought as a carbon shlamim. And you can't say that it's talking about a carbon pesach on erev pesach, because if you bring that l'shem shlamim, that's shalol shmo, that's going to be pasul. So it must be talking about a carbon pesach throughout the rest of the year. So that's how we know that a carbon pesach is brought throughout the rest of the year is bashlamim, is brought as a carbon shlamim. So the Gemara is going to ask four kashas on this limud. First kasha is Hesivun Hare Ola. So they ask, wait a second, what are you going to say about a carbon ola? It says by a carbon ola also min hatzon. So how are you going to answer that? So the Gemara answers, min hatzon. So again, Hare Ola min hatzon davar sheinu ba ela min hatzon. Yatze elu sheba afilu min abakar. Yeah, ola says min hatzon also, but we darshan that it's got to be only something that's ba, that's enu ba ela min hatzon, that the what is brought as a carbon shlamim, that which can only be brought minatzon. An ola can be brought minabakar as well. An ola doesn't have to be brought minatzon. So the ola is not included in that drasha that you bring for a carbon shlamim. So it's only the carbon pasach that's brought for a carbon shlamim. Ask the Gemara, hesivun hare asham. What about a carbon asham? Carbon asham cannot be brought bakar. That's only ba minatzon. And yet we don't say that a carbon asham should be brought as a shlamim. So I'm Rabbi Bon Bar Kahana Minatzon Davrushuba Mikol Hatzon. No, an asham is too exclusive. Karm Pesach is brought from every type of tzon, as opposed to Yatza Asham Sheinu Ba Elimina Elim Bilvad. It's only brought from the males, from the rams, carbon asham. So Minatzon is also inclusive. It's not just exclusive, it's inclusive of all types of tzon. That's what we say is brought as a carbon shlamim. So says Gemara, what? Min Hatzon is inclusive. Bekol Asarat Amar Min Lemait. Vikanat Amar Admar Min Lerabos. Everywhere else we always say Min is an exclusive term. It comes to tell me this and not something else. Now you're coming to tell me minatzon means all types of tzon, that it's an inclusive term. Some Rebmana hachinami min lemait. Now over here also min hatzon is actually being lemait. The Acharim explained that the inclusive term is the hay, the hatzon. The min is actually coming to be lemait. Miut she'eno ba ben shtei shanim, miut she'eno ba nekeva. It's a double miut actually about Karm Pesach. So I mean it's only brought ben shtei shanim and it's only brought as a nekeva. V'gabi yashem nami min lemaitu she'eno ba el min ha'elim b'vad. And by yashem also the min is lemait because it can only be brought from Elim. But still the drasha, that minatzon, that the extra is used for a karban shlamim, is dafka talking about karban pesach. It's not talking about a karban asham, because the hay is used to darshan that it has to be a type of karban that could be brought from cold zone. One last challenge to this limud. Hesivun, so again they ask, Vaksiv viminatzon karbano, minakvasim omanizim la'ola. So me'ata mosra pesach ba'ola. It says minatzon karbano, and then talks about bringing a karbanola also. So what was our drasha that since the Torah says minatzon karbano, and then talks about a shlamim, so we see that the karban that's normally only brought minatzon, namely the karban pesach, should be brought as a shlamim if you didn't bring it as a karban pesach. So we should make the same drasha over here, viminatzon. No, the carbon pesach should be brought la'ola. If it's not brought as a carbon pesach, it should be brought as a carbon ola. So we have to mosar pesach ba'ola. So I'm Rabbi Avin, mishan and davar shu la'achila le'davar shu la'achila. Vein mishan davar shu la'achila davar shein la'achila. The Gemara's answer essentially is, from the psukim themselves, ein achinami, we have just as strong a drasha from the pasuk to indicate that a mosar pesach is brought as an ola as we do to indicate that mosar pesach is brought as a shlamim. But only one of them can be true. It's either going to be an ola or a shlamim. So what's more logical? So it's much more logical to say that the mosra pesach is brought for something else that can get eaten. A karm pesach gets eaten. So it's much more logical to say that it's brought as a karm shlamim, which also gets eaten. An ola doesn't get eaten. An ola gets burnt on the mizbeach. That is much less logical. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon, another possible explanation of why we choose dafka to say that it's brought as a shlamim and not as an ola. Mishan kachim kalim l'shem kachim kalim vein mishan kachim kalim l'shem kachim kalim. That we're going to be mishana, a carbon that's kachim kalim to other kachim kalim, pesach to shlamim, but not to kachim kachim, not to a carbon ola. Period. Rabbi Yochanan Amar al da al Rabbi Chanina. For the following matter, Rabbi Chanina was brought back. Dino namrum ein a pesach mishana l'shem shlamim elim kein shachtu l'shem shlamim. That everyone else was saying that a carbon pesach can only be changed to a carbon shlamim when you shecht it l'shem carbon shlamim. Va'ani Amar afilu shachtu l'shem ola. And I said that even if you shecht the pesach b'shar yimos hashana l'shem carbon ola, it still counts as a valid carbon shlamim. Amar Rabbi Ila taimed Rabbi Yochanan. The reason Rabbi Yochanan says it has to be dafka be l'shem that it has to. The reason for Rabbi Yochanan to say that it could be l'shem ola, im minatzon karbon ola zevach shlamim kol shu zevach bashlamim. Whatever type of carbon you say you're bringing it as, it automatically becomes a shlamim. Umishtanul machshav psul hechavida. What if you bring, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to bring it as an ola? What if you bring it, you're allowed to bring it l'shem ola? It would still count as a shlamim. What if you bring it l'shem ola with the machshavas pigle at the same time? The din of pigle is something that can only become pigle if everything else is right. If there's something else wrong with it, it doesn't become pigle. So shachta l'shem ola al menas lizrog dama l'machar. What if you take a carbon pesach shalom bezmano, you shecht it l'shem ola al menas to be zorik the dam at the wrong time with the machshavas pigle? So mikol makom pasul hu. So do we assume that it's pasul anyway because he had a machshavas psul? So in tamer mishtan al machshavas psul. Ain't no pigle. In Tamer, ain't Mishtan Machshev is still pigle. So it all depends. If you hold that when you shecht a carbon pesach, b'shari mel shana l'shem ola, it's puzzle, then it's not going to be pigle because it has this psil anyway. You had a Machshev es ola. If you're going to hold that it's not puzzle, then it is going to be pigle over here because all the Machshirim were absolutely fine. Everything else was in order. L'shmo v'shalol l'shmo b'shari mel shana. What if you shecht the carbon pesach, b'shari mel shana, both the shmo v'shalol l'shmo at the same time? Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, only Shalol Shmo is kasher, Shayim Mos Hashana. Only the Shem Shlomim is kasher. But you do the Shmo v'Shalol Shmo. Rabbi Bon Bar Chia b'Shem Shmuel Bar Abba, Mechivan Shein Lo Shem, Nasa Keshokta l'Shmo v'Shalol Shmo, b'Shtika v'U kasher. Typically, we always assume Stama l'Shma. So throughout the rest of the year, whenever you shechted Shalol Shmo, that's the same as a combination of l'Shmo v'Shalol Shmo, and that's always kasher. When you shechted Shalol Shmo the rest of the year, it means you're shechting the Shem Shlomim. That's kasher. So the year also should be kasher. Well, then in that case, let's say you did the entire shechita l'shmo, and then you only had the shalol l'shmo machshava at the time of the zrika. That should also be kasher. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, ma nomar b'shtika kasher, o nomar b'shtika pasul. He says, no, you can't say that. When you did an entire avoda of shechita, having in mind l'shmo, so that's already going to ruin it. So doing a shalol l'shmo later on is not going to help to salvage it. Okay. All right.